for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord and said, Remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. The 21st verse says, For Isaiah said, Let them take a lump of figs, lay it for a plaster upon the boil, and he shall recover. Let's just talk a little bit here this morning. I'm still on the clock. I'm still on the clock. And if you're on the clock, you can just wave your hand. If you're on the clock. Now, if you're not on the clock, well, we can just call somebody to come pick you up. You can say, Thank you, Jesus. I'm still on the clock. What are you saying, Reverend? I'm still living. I'm still alive. I should have been dead, could have been dead by right. I have no right to be here, but by God's grace, He have kept me here 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, and some of us 80 and 90 years. Thank God I'm still. I've been through some things, but I'm still here. I've seen some things, but I'm still here. I had to go hungry sometime, but I'm still. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
You're on the cloud,
man. Sister Hagar, I really didn't come to preach this thing.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Preach it, Red. It's all right, Red.
Have you ever thought that God have brought you down in order to pick you back up? Have you ever really thought about your life that God had to bring you in order to pick you back? And sometimes He has to do some things with us and to us and then bring us back up. Have anybody been so far down, look like you couldn't even look back up? If you don't know where to turn. And sometimes life has us this way. If you don't know where to turn, just throw yourself on Jesus. Watch closely. See, some of us don't have the vocabulary or the words to be able to tell God what we really want to tell Him. So when you get to that point, you just sort of throw yourself on Jesus. And I promise you, if you do it, He will understand. Yes, sir. Do I have some help in the house? Because He already knows what you're going through. He know you've been down. Yeah. God may have brought you to this point in your life. Sometimes we hit rock bottom.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And we wonder how things are going to turn out. Let me try to show you something. A jeweler pulls out the black velvet, set the diamonds on the black velvet, so you can see the beauty of the diamond. And sometimes God has to bring us through some dark days so He can see the beauty of the diamond in us. Do I have something in the house? He brings us through some dark days so He can see the beauty in us.
Yeah.
So before the jeweler just pull out the diamond, they bring out the black velvet so you can just see the beauty of the diamond.
Yeah,
we go through rough times so he can see the beauty in us, but then we turn around and then we see the beauty in him.
Amen.
And we can say, thank you. Thank you, sir. Yes. The Lord can bring you up. He can bring you through. He can make your day. The Lord has helped us. Do I have some help?
Yes, sir.
He has helped us, carried us, fed us, nurtured us, doctored on us, been an advocate for us. God has done so much for us. Someone can say, Reverend, he's been a shelter in a time of a storm for me. Someone can say, well, Reverend, he's been food in a stormy land for me. Someone can say, well, Reverend, he's been water in dry places just for me. God has been everything. In our text, we got Isaiah here, Hezekiah and Isaiah. Yes, one was the preacher and one was the king. Hezekiah had serious knowledge. He dug underground caverns on the Jerusalem walls so they could always have water accessibility. So when the Syrians would come to fight him, they would shut the gates and he would call on the Lord. And then one day they came and the Lord sent an angel and killed over 180,000 Assyrians. Then God shuts the clouds, no rain. So now they're about to go through starvation. But inside the walls of Jerusalem, they were still watering their crops. They were still drinking water. They were still washing their clothes. God was still making a way out of no way. Looked like they should not have not even made it. But because of God's grace. Somebody knows something about his grace, don't you? His grace has been good to you. His grace has brought you and carried you. His grace has saw you through. His grace has saw you through some dark times in your life. Death has come into your life, into your family, and grace. I don't think you hear me. Yeah? I talk to myself. And Grace Grimes had to bring you through. Thank God for his amazing grace. Something that I didn't earn, but it was freely given. God's redemption at Christ expense, grace.
Yes.
God's
grace.
Stumbling blocks have been put in our way, and God has moved the stumbling blocks. Doors have been closed in our face. God has opened doors.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We got to look where we have come from. We headed on the rough side of the mountain. Maybe you didn't have a sharpshooter house.
Yeah,
I'd be straight through. Those of you who had a shotgun house, I let me hear you. Yeah. But here, Hezekiah's name means strength, and Isaiah's name means salvation, and strength gets weak, but salvation remains strong. Strength gets weak, but salvation remains strong. Now, in my mind, this is the worst news anyone can receive.
Yes, sir.
That's bad.
you can't receive no words that I know of, that you're going to check out of here.
All right.
I don't know no other news you could tell me that would run me more crazy to tell me that I'm not gonna live. Although we have some sick in the hospital, Reverend Aaron and Stephen, thank God. The worst news. You think about it. The doctor come tell you it's over. The preacher come tell you it's over. And you on your sick bed. Boils, robbing your strength, pulling you down. You're sleeping in a palace, not in a shotgun house. You're in the top of the line of the top of the line. But your life is about gone. Well, one point is, money is good, but having the Lord is better. He's the king. He have access to gold and silver, servants, and whatever he need, he has access to it. But one thing about this man by the name of Hezekiah, although he made some mistakes like all of us,
thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
This is KAYT and KQJOFM. 5 cities strong all day long. 4/7.
That's my only station.
He's a healer. He's a healer, Lord. He's a healer. Healer. He's a healer. He's a healer. He's a healer. He's a healer, Lord.
Doesn't feel like things are getting better. Can't escape the pain, it saturates everything. What's the answer? People dying, mothers crying, hearts aching. Sickness spreading, honestly, I hope it's fading. Everywhere I see negativity, yeah.
So we come to you, asking you,
teach you to move.
Is a problem. Our culture is diminishing to nothing. Trying to find a faith to pray. It's so hard. What's the answer? No, my money got me stressing more than ever. All is marching, Lord, help us come together. You're the only one.